Yo, what's good? This is Hip Hop Fam. You are tuned in to the Unfiltered Podcast live on Facebook and YouTube. I am your host, DJ Raf, live and direct from the US. Today, we have an awesome, awesome plan for the show. We're going to be hanging out and showcasing three artists from India who are rocking and rolling right now, but they've been grinding for over a decade. You know, all three of them are very talented and they represent a very good community of artists and fans that they help and work with. And I'm excited to get it started. So I'm not going to talk too much. I'm just going to get started and bring them on the show. First of all, I want to introduce an artist who I respect a lot. He's from Northeast India originally, but you know, he's been living in Bangalore for many years, and he recently moved to Bombay, for music. And he represents his people from Odisha, and he also, you know, he was also featured on MTV Hustle, and you know, this guy's really talented. So let's, you know, welcome rapper Big Deal to the Unfiltered Podcast.
What's up, brother? What's up? Thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. How are you doing?
I'm good, brother. How you been? How is everything?
Yeah, I'm good. And where are you right now?
I'm back home. I'm in Puri. That's in Odisha, bro.
Perfect, man. Awesome. Well, thank you for joining us from Puri. And shout out to all the people from Puri as well. Next up, I want to bring on, you know, an OG in the Bombay game, an OG in Indian hip hop as well. This guy, he's been grinding it out. He does a lot of different kinds of things related to hip hop, you know, from hosting freestyle battles and rap battles to, like, you know, obviously creating music and all of that stuff. So he's a really good, strong part of the Mumbai hip hop scene, as well as the entire Indian hip hop scene. Please welcome Poetic Justice to the show.
Hey, what up?
What's good,
you,
bro?
For having me, man.
Yeah,
what's
hell
good,
yeah, man.
Raph? How are you?
I'm really good. Are you right now?
I'm at home, man, at Bombay, chilling, nice. Making music.
Hell yeah.
the usual stuff.
That's awesome. Okay, moving forward, the last but not least, the last guest we have on here today is a hustler also who's been making a lot of moves over the past few years. You know, he not only makes great music, but he also teaches music. And this guy, he was also featured on MTV Hustle. And I think you guys know who I'm talking about. Please welcome MC Heem to the show. Yo.
Yeah, bro. Hey, what's up?
What's good, bro? Man, how are you guys doing, man? I'm really happy to see you guys here. The whole screen is full.
Glad to see all of you, man.
Yeah, it's good to see everybody. Like, it's been a while since I've met each of these people, and it's so great to, like, you know, have this chat, have fun on the cam, and like just be together with people I know, I've met personally, and you know, built with. So this is really good, man.
Right.
Absolutely, bro.
Facts, bro. The energy is really good with people, guests in this show. So, MC Heem, man, how have you been? Let me start with you. What have you been doing during, you know, this quarantine?
Right now, I'm quarantined. I have a stamp on my hand. Look at this.
Wow.
In Bangalore airport, they quarantined me. So, I'm sitting inside my house right now. I'm making music for there is an actor. So, I'm writing a song for him. I won't reveal his name right now. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to create some unique music for him. Right. And then I have my own project, which is coming from desipop.com really soon, within this month, I think around 24th.
Yes.
So a lot of things are going on. I'm planning my own album also. But first, nice. I need to understand the market and the business of music now, because I'm still learning a lot of things. Like, I want to generate some funds for myself and for my family, because that's how I will run my life. So these are the few things going on, learning and processing the things.
Nice. Love that. Yeah, today we announced on Desi Hip Hop, as well as you announced as well on Instagram, that the new song, No Beef, coming soon, 24th.
Yeah.
So yeah, that'll be sick. Man, rapper Big Deal, how have you been during, you know, this whole quarantine, the past few months? It's been many months.
Yeah. Absolutely. I was in Bombay, bro. The crazy thing is I moved to Bombay. When the whole lockdown started, I moved there and I was there for 3 months. But then there was nothing happening there, actually. Nobody was meeting me. And all. Everything was happening on the phone, just like the way we are doing.
Me and Big Deal were talking while this quarantine was going on.
Yeah.
We both were into the Mumbai. We both were staying in Mumbai.
Yeah.
So we both planned.
Even me and. Yeah. Poetic and me as well. We keep speaking. Yeah. But yeah, bro. Like, I moved back. I came back home because, you know, just be with my folks around these bad times. And a lot of music. I finished a lot of music when I was in Bombay. Just staying home, making a lot of music. And right now, I'm in home quarantine. And yeah, just it's good. Life is good here, bro. And I'm plotting on releasing my debut album. I'm, just probably getting signed. Or maybe, I don't know, it might do it independently too. I don't know. Okay. But yeah, depending on the kind of deal I guess. Yeah, but the debut album is coming for sure this year.
Nice. Before we move on to Poetic, man, what's the name of this album? Can you share anything or not?
Not yet, bro. It's still very nascent. But the names and all, the songs are ready. The songs are done.
Stick. Poetic Justice, a.k.a. Trap Poju.
Yo.
Tell us how your quarantine has been going. I know you dropped a few things, a few releases, but
what's good? Yeah, I mean, those were like just... I mean, for me, quarantine has been more of exploring, exploration. I've been producing. I've started producing again. And that's something that I want to keep doing. And apart from that, there's an album in the works. So, and that's not even, you know, Kala Pani, the album that I'm supposed to be working on. I pushed that for a later date because I felt like I need to release Kala Pani in its most grandest form. And in this situation, I can't do that. So, but this new album that's coming, that's something that is also very different from anything that I've ever done. So, I have like good hopes from that as well. And plus learning about, you know, all of the things that I kept for later, I'm just finishing everything one by one right now.
Sick, man. That's awesome. Well, I'm really, you know, happy and blessed to have you guys here. And, you know, shout out to all the fans and viewers watching.
Thank you.
The comments. Rapper Happy Singh says, all the best,
thank
Poetic.
Thank you, Happy Singh. And there was some guy called Sawan as well before this. So
Sawan Hip Hop, shout out to you. He said, like, Poetic Stories is greater than Netflix.
Better than Netflix.
That's awesome.
Poetic, but nobody knows the secret that Poetic has. I think he has around 5-6 album lined up already. And I'm really close to him, so I know that.
Yeah.
How he creates albums. He has 5-6 albums.
Yeah. I have shit in the locker room right now. But
awesome, man.
There's time for everything. So I've just been stacking one by one. And there's a plan coming up. So, you know, I'm just planning right now. I'm in that phase. So there's nothing, you know, except learning going on over here. So that's it.
Nice. Yeah. Hit him like Russ, you know, just keep hitting him.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome.
And the fact is, like, I like being independent as well. Right. I mean, there's really great avenues nowadays in India for being signed as well. But I think this space is needed for every artist to grow. And I mean, that's why I respect people like Big Deal and MC Heem as well. You know, they know their art before they know, you know, anything else. So that's really good to know.
Facts, bro. Love that. Well, awesome, man. So the way, you know, this show, this unfiltered podcast is organized is kind of like a game show, but each of these games are designed to get to know you guys a lot better. So we're going to kick it off with the first game, and it's called Scavenger Hunt.
Okay.
So Scavenger Hunt, this part of the game is this is about us sharing something from our room. So, you know, I want to ask each of you guys to go bring something from your room or house and share a story with us, you know, and I'll help get this started. I brought this book to share. It's called The Tipping Point by Malcolm Gladwell. I've been reading this a lot lately. Yeah, it's about how little things can make a big difference, you know, and it talks about pandemics and stuff. This was written before Corona, you know, but it's very interesting to see how pandemics spread you know, and also gives me a lot of information on how Desi hip hop as a genre is spreading, you know, like it is kind of like a pandemic in itself, but it's slower than Corona.
It's way better. It's way better than Corona.
Absolutely.
So let's see who's got something to share with us, man. Looks like Poetic has
something. This is my companion for the whole quarantine. This is going to be 2020 companion for life. Before the quarantine, and this is a MPK Mini by Akai, and this is my one of my best friends right now, and I've just been learning this instrument and learning about production and just freeing my mind about anything else, and just doing the work, just putting the work in. That's it.
Yo, that's gonna change the game for sure for you. Thanks. Like that's so much fun.
Absolutely.
To fuck with that
thing. It is fun.
Crazy. Here you go, bro. I don't know what to search in my quarantine room.
In my
let's
room
see MC
right
him.
Now,
yeah.
I have this. So recently I recorded my all songs in this because we are quarantined, so I can't get the studio sessions. So I'm recording my all songs in this. Shure sponsored me, and then another thing is this Tuborg inside my room. So I had a funny story. I was playing a show for this Rolling Stone, and I was really nervous. I was really, really nervous. I'm sorry. I got
no. You're back.
So I was playing a show for Rolling Stone, and what happened? I told my friend that I'm really nervous, really, really nervous. They said like, okay, take one shot, and then you will be fine. And then one shot become 10 shot. When I was on stage, I was fumbling. So my friend told me like, what happened with you? I said like, don't know, bro. I'm like, I'm kind of really, really high. I can't play the show. He's like, do it. So what happened? I went to stage. I started my show and it went well. But another show I had in Habitat, Poetic was there. I was so high, I removed my t-shirt. I get naked on stage.
Yeah, but that was a legendary moment. Man. That was the first time.
I was really high.
It was
this.
It was on B3.
Hello?
And that was
me?
The first.
Yes. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can hear you, bro.
Okay, so what happened then? I went to stage and I was so pissed off because one of my friends, he's a rapper. He was pissing me off. So I went to stage and removed my t-shirt. I was like, you want to see the hip-hop? This is the hip-hop.
You should have a tattoo across your belly
right now. This mic is my everything, all the songs, everything I'm recording in this, and through my cell phone. And then I got to know about one app named Dolby, and I'm practicing my vocals on that app. So this is what is going on right now.
That's sick, man. I like that. That's awesome.
Amazing. I don't know what to search for, dude. I don't have anything here, bro. What the fuck? Am I going to show you my protein powder or what?
Yeah.
I don't have shit to show you guys, man. Like, you guys are packed. The thing is, I'm here on quarantine. I have very less things. And my stuff from Bombay, my whole home studio setup and everything is stuck right now because apparently the warehouse it is at, it has Corona patients found there and... Yeah, and fuck, it's just stuck for a long time.
That's
all
good.
Let me show you this, though.
Sure.
Okay. Since I bought these, I think I couldn't... I bought some shoes, so I'll just show them off.
Nice.
Some kicks.
Are those Pumas? What are those?
Yeah, Pumas, bro. Yeah.
Sick.
I have one more.
Sick.
Let me see if you guys like this one. Too. So, yeah, I mean...
Nice.
Ooh, I like that. The colors
this
are
like this. Cool, man. Yeah. This is really cool. Yeah.
Thank you, bro.
I'm taking this from you next time.
Sure, bro.
That's
I don't
awesome.
Have anything musical in my room.
No, that's cool. Yeah, we just want to, hear a story, you know what I mean? And stuff like that. You know, I got to say, by the way, your t-shirt is very nice. It's got the big ass peace sign on it.
Peace sign.
I like that.
Oh, thank you, bro.
That's awesome. Well, cool. You know, thanks for sharing that, man. Before I move on to the next segment, I just wanted to ask, one of you guys, since you're all independent artists, maybe I'll ask this question to MC Him. MC Him, you spend some time teaching kids hip hop, right? So what is like maybe one or two things you can say, like that is great for an independent artist, you know, to somebody who's new, something, you know, like two pointers for them to, you know, learn.
So for me, if you are independent, first of all, you have a freedom of speech. There is no one who can will tell you that what you have to write, what not. Because I deal with the labels also. At the same time, I know a lot of people from the label, different labels. So when I go there with my music, I get a little bit complaints about the writing that you shouldn't have to write this thing. But now these days, labels also like they are ready, whatever the artists are giving to them. As an independent artist, you are free. You are free to write anything. You are free to risk. So these are the two factors I believe in, like freedom of speech, and second, you can take risk when you are independent.
Nice. I like that. Yeah. You have freedom of speech. And yeah, exactly, man. That's really good advice. You know, a lot of people think they have to make music for others, you know, for the record label to say yes, or, you know, for others to say yes, but
yeah,
make music for yourself.
I talk to record labels. They always give an example of international artists. Be like this guy. Be like that guy. They don't... So what Indian music industry is lacking somewhere in this thing which we call artist development.
Right.
Nobody care about the artist development. And this is the duty of the label and the artist managers to develop an artist and let them know their liability, what they can do, what they are good at. So this is what happened in India. Like labor doesn't understand the vision of an artist.
Right.
Where they think according to the market, what could be sell out. And more than a music, I think these days people are selling out the stories of an artist. Music is not getting sell out. So this word, like, that's why I love to be an independent person, because I have a respect, huge respect I'm getting from the community for my teaching. And I'm free, whatever I can write. And I can write whatever I want. There's no one to tell. Nobody is there to tell me that you have to write this or that. So I'm happy with this thing.
That's sick. I like that. Yeah, that's awesome. Well, thank you for sharing that, man. That's awesome. So we're going to move on to the next segment of the show. This is a game called Am I Lying?
Am I Lying?
So this is a segment brought to you by Applause. They're a Desi startup that helps, you know, artists and, you know, people who go live on Instagram, Facebook, etc., to monetize their live shows. So they're in this show as well. You see a link at the bottom going. So click that link. But anyway, Am I Lying? This segment is where we, all of us, are going to share three things, and two of them will be truths, one will be a lie. So the rest of us have to guess who's lying. You know what I mean? So three things, two truths, one lie. And I will get started. I will say three things. I haven't thought about this, so like I'll just think of three random things. Very bad. I should have thought about this. Okay. I love reading books. I've been a co-founder of Desi Hip Hop for 11 years. I got to hang out with all three guests over here in when I went to visit India last year. So which one do you think is a lie?
Can you repeat?
Yeah.
Co-founder
of Desi Hip Hop, 11 years.
I know. That's a lie. That's a lie right
question,
there. You love reading books.
Is,
no, that's not a lie.
Book. Second is he's the co-founder of DesiHipHop.com. And third is he will love to meet three of us when he will be in India.
I already met all of you guys when I was
Bro,
in
he's
India.
Met me. I don't know
so
about you
second
guys.
One
he's
is lie. Second one is lie. Because I know second one is lie.
Has he met you?
No, he didn't.
Number
the lie. That's the lie.
I got to hang out. Last year I got a chance to hang out with Big Deal and Vineet, but I didn't get a chance to hang out with you.
Bro,
and
I'm
him.
Sorry.
No, it's not your fault. But no, it's just a story. But so that's that. You know, that's my little three things. And you know, that reminds me, man. It was so much fun hanging out with you guys, bro. Like, it was crazy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Big Deal and I, we were walking down Bandra, and we ran into Nikhil Chinappa, Right? Okay. On TV. And we were like, oh shit, is that Nikhil? And then we're confused for like 5 seconds, and then he was crowded. Like there's so many people around him. We're like, yeah, that is Nikhil. Okay, cool. Let's just go.
Bro,
what a world it was before COVID though.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So our next generation food. Will study this in their book. Once upon a time, Saturday people used to hang out and party. They don't do it anymore.
Right. That's a very good point, man. That's crazy. Okay. So who wants to go next? Three things, two truths, one lie.
Big deal.
He seems ready.
Okay. I have met all three of you and I have hung out with all three of you guys. I love sweet. And I love dissing people.
You love different. What was the last one?
Dissing people.
You love. You second one. You don't. I like love beef. Too much. No, you don't like to diss people. I don't think so.
Diss people. Fuck! I gave that away, man. This sucks. I could have made that more.
Yeah,
I fucked it up. I don't even like sweet, bro.
Oh, you don't like sweet?
The third was supposed to be.
Yeah, he doesn't.
I thought so. I thought the second one.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I fucked it up with the third one. There was supposed to be something else. Yeah.
So two things I know already. Because he met every one of us. Second, he doesn't love to beef. I know that since a long time. Second is sweet. So obviously, he doesn't like sweet.
You guys know me too well, man.
You know, a conversation I had with you was some time ago. Was you're telling me rasgullas are from...
Yeah,
Odisha.
Like,
yeah. So because of that conversation, I thought that maybe Odisha he likes sweets a lot. That's funny, man. I didn't actually know that because I'm Bengali. I thought rasgullas are like a Bengali thing, but then he told me what's what.
Oh, it's a crazy beef going on, bro.
Crazy beef on rasgullas? Wow, yeah. That's interesting. That's interesting.
<crazy.
laughs> Okay.
Let's go then.
Vineet, bro. Tell us three things.
Okay, so my next album is themed. Okay, so my next album is based on sci-fi. It's a sci-fi based concept. That's the first one. The second one is I have a beat tape that I'm working on. And the third one is... the third one is I have a couple of... I don't know, man. I have
I figured it out, dude.
I'm having chicken biryani for dinner. that's my three.
That
so
is lie.
You can...
The third one is lie.
The third one is the lie.
That's true.
Actually,
two of those are lies. So you can go ahead and guess the second one.
The sci-fi is a lie.
No, sci-fi is a lie.
No, bro.
Sci-fi is the truth.
Oh, shit.
The biryani thing is a lie.
I can't get into a beat tape. Yeah, biryani. I can't do it, bro. I've been starving.
I have been to his place so many times. They don't eat biryani.
Yeah, I mean, if you're staying at home, like right now, you're quarantined at home. You know, mother's food and stuff. You know, usually our parents cook the curries and stuff. You know, the real good stuff, but not always biryani. Biryani is like once in a while, so
yeah,
it makes sense.
It's like a rare occurrence, and it can't happen over here. It's like a veg delight place. So I'm actually like trying to lose weight as well, but
nice.
I think big deal. We can connect for diet plans.
Yeah, even
100%,
brother.
Yeah, even him, bro. He's been hitting me up.
Let's go. Big deal, you need to share that.
Sure, bro. In this, I'll share it by, like, after this, whatever.
Your next song should be about a diet plan, bro. Like, for real, let's collab. Let's lose some weight. Let's collab.
Yeah.
Exclusive DHH release.
Yeah.
Knowledge. Video will be us running all around town.
Spreading knowledge through hip-hop.
For sure,
that's perfect. Before we move to MC He-Man, Poetic, tell us about this sci-fi album. Like, what do you mean sci-fi album? Like, give us a little hint.
So I like to give a constant theme running across all of my albums. I think my first ever project that I did was Greatness, and that didn't have actually didn't have any kind of a concept or anything like that, but that album was just to explore my sounds. But over here, I think, you know, in this time and this version of me, I like exploring concepts more. And with Kalapani, that was what was initially happening. And we have a solid, you know, it's like a documentary, basically, Kalapani. When you listen to it, when you go through it, you feel like you're actually listening to some kind of a movie or documentary going on. But mm-hmm. in this one, it's going to be, it's more spaced out. It's based on a theme. I can't tell you the name yet, but it's based on a theme which is based on a lot of concepts and ideas resonating, you know, from the universe and the multiverse theory and a lot of different things. So all of these facts have been combined to make kind of like a sci-fi feel throughout the album. But it's not only going to stick to, you know, the world outside us. There's also a lot of introspection going on. There's a world inside me that I've explored and, you know, put it out there. So that's the basic theme. It's the inside and outside of the universe, basically.
Nice. That's so sick. Yeah, that's very unique.
Yeah, man.
That's awesome.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
All right, MC Him. Three things. Let's hear it.
Three things. Okay. First, I love to teach music to the kids. Mm-hmm. And I will, like, it's all about spreading the hip-hop. First question. Second is, I like a lot of girls. Third is, I'm planning an album.
Bro, second is alive, bro.
All three are true.
Second is alive, bro.
I would say all three are true.
No, I know him, bro.
Where is the lie?
Where's second the lie? Is alive,
the show,
bro.
The show should be called Where's the Lie?
Where's the Lie? So, for me, first thing is, like, yes, I'm planning an album, actually. Mm-hmm. And I don't like to stay around with a lot of chicks. Though a lot of women know me, but I don't like to hang out with a lot of chicks. Because I feel like wasting my time. they are in kind of different type of energies and we are into the different energies. So I don't like to chill around with the chicks. And the first thing what I said, I forgot.
First was the love teaching.
Spreading hip-hop. Yeah, that's my job. So spreading hip-hop and culture is my job. Now I take it as a job. So I love teaching kids. Online these days, we are taking session through our school. Online rap classes, and Big Deal is also coming this Wednesday, and then Poetic is also coming.
Bro, this is Wednesday. Wednesday today, bro.
Yeah, today. Oh, it's happening today. Okay. I was sleeping that session. So, Big Deal was there.
Should have been there in Sula Fest, bro. We would have had so much fun.
It was so much fun, dude. We called you as well. You remember? I called you.
Yes, we did.
I was about to get booked for the Sula Festival, but then they signed and booked Big Deal. He took my place.
I'm sorry.
They booked me first.
I had no idea. I'm sorry.
Now you have to pay me half of the money of Sula Festival.
It's gone. It's over, bro. It's already Feb. It's gone in March.
Yeah, I know.
By March, that money's over.
But it was crazy, man. Oh, yeah. Man. What a time.
Hell yeah, man. Bro. That's crazy.
On that note, Him's video, I love that song, Him's song, Nakhchadi, and the video, the Zeen. Her name is Zeen, right?
Yeah. Zeen. She's from...
Yeah, she's amazing.
Manipuri, mixed girl.
Ah. I love that song. Since you're talking about girls, I just want to let you.
So that track, happened. Like, I just made that song, and she was like, "I asked her. She's my friend. She's my really old friend. So I asked her, do you want to make some crazy ass video? Whatever the shit you do inside your room, just make a music video out of it." And she did that. So whatever she does in real life, she made a video out of it, and it was working out. Right. People loved it.
Right. And man, Him, you know, since you don't like to hang out with too many chicks and waste your time and stuff, why don't you introduce this guy? Look at his big ass smile. Introduce him in the DM.
She's nice. No, I mean,
all the MC Him DMs go to Big Deal right now.
Yeah.
Bro, I'll tell you.
Yes,
I'll
please
tell
slide
you.
Into mine.
I'll tell you truth. Okay, I have a girlfriend, all right? And because of her, she's beautiful. She's a nice woman. She's a hardworking lady. Because of her, Now I don't have a single lady fan. I don't have. Because she checked my inbox. And then, and she asked me, because she's a normal lady, completely normal. She doesn't know what is music and all, how we make a music business, socializing. So she checked my all DMs. And then she replied back to those fans. They send me, I love you, Heem. And then there is a reply. Why is she saying I love you to you? And I'm like, what the fuck? What should I know? Why is she saying I love you to me? So, you know, and then in my comment box, if I get the message, I love you, Heem, you're so cute. Then that lady will get the person who is my fan. She get the reply, thank you, sister. Every girl, now I don't have any single lady fan. Every guy.
Bro, the next line. Please tell your girlfriend, thank you, sister. Check this guy out. Just copy him the link to my profile.
Yeah, this one, bro. This one. Yeah. So, I heard your track, that sex one. Today morning, I was just like, I love sex. I love sex.
just jokes, bro. Just
I think if we will talk more about it, our video will get featured into the porn site. So better let's not talk about it more.
That's the aim, bro. Premiere it on more like a porn site.
That's hilarious. Man, that's so funny. And, you know, since we're talking about that song, Big Deal, you know, I saw your little public service announcement the other day and you were comparing rape and rap and you had something to say about that. Can you like expand on that real quick just for a couple minutes?
Right. Bro, like that's been happening for years now, man. Like, I mean, like so many years, more than ever since I started rapping and people have been confusing the words rap and rape. Every time, like even today, bro, at the session, and it's not their fault. Like probably they don't know about it or they make that mistake. Yeah, it's nobody's fault. And I just really felt like I should speak about it and let these people know that, yeah, it's rap, not rape. These are two different words. And people make that mistake a lot. I'm sure him and Poetic would agree, right?
Yeah, I get the messages like this, bro, every time. So this is is like a lack of education, bro, because people know what is rap, but they don't know what actually it is. So they send rape. Yeah. I like your rape very much. So this kind of messages I get also.
That's
girls even send that. And then it feels funny when girls send that. I like the way you rape. And when I did this. So this is what happens. Lack of knowledge about the hip-hop.
Right.
And other elements of the hip-hop.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Well, I'm sure Poetic doesn't get these kind of messages. I'm pretty sure.
No, I do. Happens a lot online and sometimes even offline. Some people don't know how to pronounce like rap and rape and this it and gets rape. Confused. Because they say that he's a musician, what does he do? He rapes. It's very thoda confusing. You have to
understand
them.
You're such a good rapist, man. I love you.
Yeah, the people just say that, bro. Even that. Like, for real.
Oh,
crazy.
Dude, that's crazy.
Raper.
This is the aim through, like, that's why I'm teaching also, because we are trying to build the scene up and trying to tell people, normal people who love hip-hop and rap. So through this teaching, they will get to know about what actually rap is. Because most of the people pronounce it rape. You do good rape. And some even take it in a funny way. Like, I meet so many people, they are the listeners, but they make fun out of it. They say like, oh, you do rape. Do let us know how do you rape. And this is what happened like, most of the
and
time.
Even MC.
MC, yeah.
MC was Mother
Mac. Mac Heem. Mother Chod Heem. Mac Heem. And this is what happened in a corporate show.
Mac Heem is funny, bro.
Bro, in a corporate show, I won't take that show name. That lady was saying, now today, Mac Heem will perform. Am I a McDonald's or something? So, like, seriously, they don't study anything and then just say, like, whatever.
Oh, shit. Mac Heem is too funny, dude.
Mac Poetic Justice.
I don't have a Mac. I don't have a Mac.
We are different type of burgers. Like Mac Big Deal.
Raper Big Deal.
Raper Big Deal, bro.
Wow. Okay. This show had the word rape used too many times. So we have to move on now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to move on to the next segment and it's called Social Undistancing.
Okay.
Okay, so this segment is called social undistancing. You know, in this world, we're all socially distancing ourselves from everyone. But in this segment, I'm going to try to undistance ourselves a little bit and get to know each other a little bit better. So in this segment, what we'll do is each of us will ask each person one question. You know, I'll ask Big Deal one question. Heem will do the same. Poetic will do the same. And then Big Deal, you can answer whatever you want. You know, you can skip a question. You can answer whatever you like. So, excuse me, I'll go on first. I'll ask rapper Big Deal the question. You know, since you're a producer and a rapper, which one do you prefer more? Which one do you enjoy more? That's my question to you. But you can hold on. Let's all ask you the question and you choose whatever you want to answer, okay?
Okay.
MC Heem, do you have a question for rapper Big Deal?
Big Deal, I really want to know, like, how it feels like to be a person whose mom is from the different state and dad is from the different state, and how it's like. I really want to know what's your state of mind when you write this song and while thinking, because, you know, I know that when we go to some place, people throw a racism over us, like on me also. But when we go to our place also, then they say that, like, okay, you're North Indian. They directly blame on me. You're North Indian. And then I'm Pahari also at the same time. So how you deal with this thing, and then what kind of love you get from your dad society and then another society you belong. So this is what I want to know, like how you deal with this thing.
Beautiful. Yeah. That's a great question.
I just want to know if and when the Japanese banger is coming. That's
all. Japanese banger, yeah, man.
Trap.
Nice, amazing questions, bro. To start with rap, bro, I love producing and rapping equally, I guess. I think production kind of outweighs rap, because I've been rapping for a long time, and sometimes production, I just love making music a lot, so it kind of outweighs very little, like, you know, very little, 52, nice. 48 kind of thing. Yeah,
right. Nice.
Yeah, coming to Heem, it's crazy, like, my mom is from Japan, my dad is from India, and it's crazy to have these two very distinct cultures and be a part of it, and it gives me, my brain opens up, I have a more open mind, you know, because I've traveled to Japan and experienced that culture firsthand, and of course I've been in India, and yeah, it gives me a very open mind when I'm writing my lyrics. Also, yes, coming to your racism part, I went through a lot of racism when I grew up in Puri, when I was the only kid who looked like this, you know, I got called names like Chinese, Japanese, and whatever, Nepali and all. And then I went to Darjeeling, where I had everyone look like me, but still they didn't accept me. They were against me or discriminated against me because I was from like a mainland part of India, you know, like from Puri, a small town. So I've seen racism from both sides. And yeah, bro, I think at the end of the day, it's very important that we treat each other as just humans, man. Even forget Indian or whatever, it's humans, and like, just be nice to each other, bro. It's not so hard to be nice to people, man. People make such a huge deal out of how he looks or what he eats or what he dresses. Like, it doesn't matter, man. His heart should be clean. Right. That's important. Coming to a poetic question, the Japanese banger. Actually, I had a song that I made for the Japanese. Like, my mom is from Fukui. Fukui is a city there. So I made a song for Fukui tourism, and everything was done. I was going to go shoot the video there in April, but you know, because of all Mr. Corona, Mr. Corona got a boner and screwed everything up, bro.
That's funny.
So hopefully in the next year or whatever, bro.
Yeah. But man, thanks for sharing that. You know, I know that you had a track called Why Call Me Corona, right? Yeah, and that was because, like, people was, you know, I know, like, even in this country, so this is not a India-only problem. This is a worldwide issue. Like, even here, you know, people looking at Asian-looking people, and they were scared and this and that, and, like, being racist and fighting with them. Literally, there are, like, thousands of videos on the internet where people are, like, you know, with the camera, like, cursing out, like, a guy. Doesn't make any sense, you know? But I'm glad you made a track like that. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Bro, like, I went, what made I, you I went, that, you I went through that firsthand, bro, like multiple instances in Bombay itself, you know, like I was with a friend of mine at that time, and she's a very innocent girl. She went through it. Once we were at Bandstand, and we're just taking a walk and all that. We just went there. There's this kid that starts chasing us, like what, 16 years old kid, I guess, I'm guessing. Teenager chasing us, and he's Corona is calling. And my friend at my home, my roommate, is like, dude, just ignore if these guys call you Corona and all. Don't get into a fight and all. Forget it. Just forget it. So I was like, okay, I was ignoring him. And this fucker, I am sorry for profanity, this guy just keeps chasing us, man. Wherever I'm walking, he's chasing us. All that shit. And I really lost it. I'm like, I abused him. I told him, I'll beat you up right now. I abused the shit out of him. I'll beat you up right now. You can do nothing.
Should just like take a video of him and make him famous, bro. Like, we should.
Bro, like that time you get angry, like, right? Like your brain's not working. Yeah, you're in a reactive state. Like, how like brazen can you get? I'm ignoring you, dude. And you like all that shit. And all that happens. And then he goes away. He runs away and he complains to his bunch of kids. And other kids that come and start speaking to me. And I'm like, tell that guy to have some sense in his head what he cannot get Corona with. And all that, you know, we have the discussion. I'm like, just be thankful I didn't bloody beat him up and call the police. You know how much shit you guys would have been in and all. And I'm like, what's your age? And that kid is like, I'm 15 years old. I'm like, yeah, you're 15. You're younger than him, but you are older than him mentally. Just go teach him some manners. And that was it, you know. And those were a few of the things that really, coaxed me into making the song. And I read about first-hand experiences. I was reading every day on social media about Northeastern people. Someone spat pan on them and called them Corona or, you know, so many things like these, bro. They weren't allowed inside the apartment. And I thought it was very, very important for me to, use my voice for the people that I represent. And yeah, that's why I did it.
Nice. Yeah. That's powerful. You used that moment to like educate them a little bit as well.
Yeah,
you could have easily gotten in a fight. You know, any other person like would have lost their sense and just started fighting, but you used that opportunity to teach them a lesson. Mentally, they'll think about it. You know, they think about that later. So that's awesome.
Absolutely, bro.
Yeah. Nice, man. Thank you for sharing. Okay, so we'll move on to MC Heem, man. We'll all ask MC Heem a question. My question to you, MC Heem, is can you share a little bit of your experience from, MTV Hustle? I know both rapper Big Deal and MC Heem got a chance to perform on at MTV Hustle. So to tell us, you know, that story. Rapper Big Deal, do you have a question for MC Heem?
For MC Heem, no, what's it like to?
I can't hear a Big Deal.
You cannot hear me? Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, Poetic, I can hear you and rap, but I can't hear a Big Deal voice.
Oh, okay. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I can hear
you.
You can hear me.
So,
exit and come back. Like,
No, Big Deal, just. Sorry. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was just going to say, like, Big Deal, ask the question, I'll just.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we can do that thing. We can do that thing otherwise.
But then again, the whole conversation will be a problem, right?
Yeah, you can exit and come back. It'll work after that. It has happened before.
Okay, let me see. From where I can exit, I don't have any idea.
Yeah, there you go. It's gone. Okay, let's...
That was great.
That was perfect. Okay, while he's coming around, let me read some of these comments. Tamu Studio, gives a shout out to Big Deal. That's awesome. Akshay Thakur Rajput, MC Heem, gives a shout out to MC Heem. Ultra Gamer, shout out to you. Lankesh Patel, shout out to you. Shout out to you guys, man, for watching. This is really valuable, the information that we share. And it's good to show, share our, thoughts and, experiences, because like it helps the next generation and also the current generation of people go through these times. Heem is returning. For sure. So while he's returning, let me ask you, Trap Poju, a question.
Yeah.
So, where did the name Trap Poju come from? That's my question.
So, yeah, man. Oh, yeah. So I think everybody should be asking, right?
Right. Yeah. Big Deal. Do you have a question for Poetic?
Oh, okay. Oh, I had a question for Heem. Poetic, let me think, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, you know, since Heem is back.
So since Heem is back, yeah.
Yeah, let's talk to Heem. Can you hear us now?
I'm back. I can hear everyone.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, awesome. Look at the smile, bro.
So my question to you was about the MTV Hustle experience. Big deal. What's your question to MC Heem?
My question would be, what's it like to work with Air Rahman, bro? Air Rahman sir is such a, he's a genius and he's so revered around the world. Right. And what's it like to work so closely with him? Like, what do you learn from it?
Great question. Poetic justice.
Yeah. My question would be about, so you mentioned like there's an album coming up. So I just want to know, I think we all want to know what the idea behind the album is and what sounds are you exploring for the album and all that stuff. So.
Nice.
First, I'll go with this MTV Hustle thing. So, MTV Hustle came down to our school, hip hop school, to check these kids, rapper kids. So, because they wanted some kids for their show as a contestant. So, they were checking out and then they saw me and they asked me, do you want to be a part of this show? We are planning and this. So, first, I was not interested at all because I'm not the person who will go to the biggest screen and show. Like do the drama and acting because reality shows is all about acting and dramas. So, but then twice and thrice they asked me after that one night, I thought like what I'm doing, what's great going on in my life right now. I spent my like around 14 year, 15 year. I gave my 15 year to this music and what I got, like I'm not making a amount of money for myself. I don't have any specific fan following to love my music. And then I don't have any PR, anything, nothing. So I planned and I want to see my capability because I was already really down at that time. I was thinking to leave, quit on music and start this music teaching job. I was trying to plan to set my career as a teacher. Then I went to that show. I was really scared and nervous because I'm a creator. I'm not the person who can battle with someone to prove myself. I can create whatever you want me to create. So now I went to that show. What happened? I wanted to see myself. I wanted to check myself how much strength still I have to deal with these situations. And what happened? Very first day, they announced that I'm the person who worked with A.R. Rahman. I'm a hip-hop teacher. Now there were a lot of responsibility came on my head. If I lose or if I make any mistake on stage,
right.
Straight up, people will laugh on me. Oh, this kind of person is working with Rahman sir, and he's the teacher. So, khud nahi aata what he will teach, because people judge. They don't know back what we are doing, what kind of creators we are. So, I was battling every day with myself, not with those kids over there, because they were young, pretty young, 23, 22. And I was battling with myself. I was trying to find my sound, a sound which is really important for any artist. And this is what happened. First day, I went to stage. I was pretty scared. And I thought, like, what to do? What different I can do? Because my mom once told me, you have to be a horse. Like, don't be a donkey. Be a horse. Like, different from other people. Don't be the part of any rat race. And I freestyled a singing note over there. I freestyled singing note over there. Not a rap. And it worked out. People love that sound. And I got a huge fan following because of that. And then today I have 76,000 followers. I'm happy. They love my sound. They DM me every day, your sound is really peaceful, you make really peaceful sound and it heal us, it gives us more power. So yeah, I'm happy now and I'm trying to make it more big through my music and the genre. I'm trying new genres. I'm trying lo-fi, chill hop and trill hop. So a lot of things I'm trying. Again, I will go for the poetic thing. I'm trying to put my hand into the jazz hop now. Completely, the album will be based on completely into the jazz, and to learn few more vocal modulation writing. You know that I can write good stuff. A little bit, I can write a good stuff. There will be no problem.
Of course, man.
The main is jazz. Like the core of the album will be the jazz. I will work on the jazz and new wave also. I'll keep some new wave. So that I will pitch it to the labels and I'll see what will happen. Then deal. What's your question? I forgot your question.
Air Rahman, sir, your experience and what you learned from him.
Okay. So everyone asks me this question, okay? Everywhere, wherever I go, people ask how you feel to work with him. I didn't feel anything. I was broke. I didn't have money. And in my mind, I was only thinking how much money I will get from this project so that I can pay my rents. And this is what happened. So I got a good amount of money for my work and then I paid my rents. I was fine. Otherwise, Poju knew that Poju used to give me money. Sometime I used to, Poju send me some money. 2,000, 3,000. Poju helped me.
That's
so Poju was the one I used to ask. Meko 3,000 page, 2,000 page. So this is what happened. Like I worked with him. I got some money. My life get balanced a little bit. But one thing I learned from him, more than a music, how to be a good human being. If you are a good human being, things fall apart into the right places. People love you. People start loving you. And you have to stay positive all the time. You have to keep the smile over your face. Keep on battling. Keep on fighting. And he used to tell me his story also. I sat with him once. So he told me once that he only one song will change your entire life. There is one song you have to make.
Okay. And it will change your one song, life. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the key I got from him. And this is what I teach my kids. One song, your life will be changed completely.
One song will change your life, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. That's one massive song. Cool.
That's awesome. Thank you for sharing, man. Like, that's really, you know, inspiring because, you know, we all go through these type of ups and downs in life, you know, and especially as artists, you know, everybody relates to that story.
Yeah, man. And it's good that, I mean, like when you mention, you know, those times when we were actually under the influence of some people that we thought were good for us, but was not good for us. And, you know, we had financial issues and all that stuff. So even during those times, you know, DHH was there for me personally. So that was the way I could give back to, you know, the artists that need help as well. And you were one of those people and I was just blessed to be in a position with Desi Hip Hop as well, you know. So shout out. It's a whole circle, man. I think that even right now, when I'm working on an album, there's this producer called Dorian X that I'm working with, and even he's low on funds. So I have a job right now, and that's where that money, you know, some of that money is also going. So it's not about the money. I think it's about, you know, the whole cycle, the whole process of what you're trying to do. And big ups to MC Heem, Raf, and Big Deal, man. Like everybody has the process going on, and it's all connected one way or the other. So it's a blessing to see that even happen.
Right, right. Yeah, and that's very inspiring, you know. For those artists who are struggling right now, they can see an example, you know, that there is hope later. You know what I'm saying? Like,
there's always hope.
There's always hope. That's awesome. Well, cool, man. So let's ask Trap Poju Poetic Justice our questions. My question was, you know, where did you get the name Trap Poju? But, you know, I'd like to ask you a better question. Do you have any features in your upcoming album?
Okay.
Okay. And rapper Big Deal, what's your question?
My question would be, if a label allows you your creative freedom and gives you a favorable deal, would you take it or remain independent?
Nice. Mm. Good question. And
I will ask him really, really important thing, which is the key of his success and the type of music he's making. how you can write a lot of songs, and I know you have 3-4 albums lined up, though I'm not connected with you since so long, but I know you have 3-4 albums of a different type of genres. And what kind of state of mind and what things you do, how can you write albums back to back? Though nobody knows that you have a lot of albums. Only me, I know that.
Yeah.
Tell me.
Okay.
How you create the content? How you like create different type of contents where a person has a specific, certain limited knowledge, but how you get it? Like, let's create this.
Yeah. Yeah.
So tell
that's,
me that
that's,
key,
that's,
which will help us all.
That's like a big, big question, man. Like, I like that question a lot. I'll start with Raf, you know, with the whole Trap Poju. I'll start with both questions of Raf. First of all, features on the album. There's no MC featured on the album, but there are 3 producers on the album. That's Shinji. He's a lo-fi producer. And Vedang, he's from Pune. Pune, he's one of the up-and-coming producers from Pune. He's really good. And then there's Dorian X. He's from Bombay. So these three people are making the sound of the album. And Dorian X is also doing a lot of, you know, he's basically executive producing the album. He's mix mastering the album. He's doing different stuff. And with regards to Trap Poju, like honestly, at the point of time when Kala Pani was going on, I didn't know this at the time. I felt like Poetic Justice as a name, you know, it didn't reach out, and it still doesn't. Like that, it's a very specific niche of people who actually search for that name in the right spelling as well. But I felt like it has to be more. It has to be a simpler one, but it has to stick with something that I represented at the time. And since I started rap music as Poetic Justice, people have called me by a nickname, and that's Poju, and that's where Poju comes from. And the sound of Kala Pani is trap. It's very dark, it's very aggressive, very hard hitting. So that's where the whole trap genre comes in, and the whole theme comes in. But right now, I've realized, like, you know, it's Poetic Justice is Trap Poju, but in a bigger scale. So why, you know, I don't need to shift anything right now, but you know, even further, there's something down the line for Trap Poju as well, as a producing artist. And you know, so that's a channel I want to build later on when I get good, when I get really good at producing and mixing and mastering and all those stuff. So I'm going to leave that door open. I'm not going to close it. So it's a part of me anyway. So that's a brand that I'm building way in the future, and I know that. And the second question, which is a big deal, I'm sorry, I forgot your question.
The creative freedom and label.
So this is a question very few people have asked for me, and it depends. It highly, highly, highly depends on which label, and also depends on where I am in my artistic journey. At what point am I going into that deal? And if I've scoped through every nook and cranny of that deal, and I know that it's beneficial for both the label and myself, of course, with my creative freedom intact and all the royalties, everything hashed out, I would definitely, if they're giving me a boost marketing wise, I think that's, you know, it's always going to be one thing, bro. What are they going to give you that you can't do yourself? Right now, I'm building myself to do a lot of things by myself, and I like that process. Some artists might not like that process because they are good at one thing, and they're really good at one thing. They excel at one thing, and you know, it's a laser focus for them. So that's fine. Okay. That's a label's job to promote you, to develop you, to do whatever you want to do. Okay, but for me, it's a different ballgame. I like doing hard work on everything. On my things. I like not everything, but a lot of things which I feel that which are under my control. I like building those first so that I understand where my process is going to be. So when the label comes in, I'll have only one question to ask them, which is, what are you going to do for me that I can't do for myself? And if it really fits in at whatever point of time that this happens, if this happens, then I'll be, it's one thing or the other. But yeah, mostly I will be signing, because if it's a big label, yeah, man, I think anybody would take that deal. And I would take that deal. But it won't be for... You know, I've heard some artists have signed for long, like long.
Yeah, it shouldn't be long deals. Long deals suck, bro.
Yeah,
never. Yeah. Like,
so it won't be a long deal. It'll be a project based deal. Like, that's something that I'm really hoping for, because I have good projects lined up. So the deal would be most probably project based and not time based. So that's that. And coming to MC Heem, I will. Yeah, man, my process. Holy shit. सबसे खतरनाक क्वेश्चन तू नहीं पूछा आज फ्रॉम द होल
आई एम वर्किंग ऑन एल्बम एंड आई नीड टू नो
कुछ समथिंग
यू नो व्हाट हैपेंड वी गेट लाइक वी रिपीट थिंग्स एंड आई डोंट नो रिपीट थिंग्स इन माय एल्बम लाइक आई एम जस्ट चेकिंग फॉर स्टडीइंग माय ओन म्यूजिक मोर
या
वोकैबुलरीज एंड स्टोरीज बिकॉज़ आई हैव अ लिमिटेड लाइक आई थिंक माय आई हैव अ लिमिटेड नॉलेज इन मी for that I need to study more other things,
bro.
But how you like sci-fi you're talking about right now, sci-fi is something which you can't, like, you can't create rap out of it, but this is what I want to know. What do you study? What is your process so that,
bro,
I can help you?
So that's the thing, like a lot of artists, let me just put it very simple, because there's like 1,000 thoughts that I want to tell you right now about the process, because it's going to be different for everybody. over here. Everybody's a dope artist over here. And my process specifically with regards to what I'm doing, even for Kalapani or this next album, is research first. First, go out. What are the things you like? You go explore those things in any format. It could be video games. It could be music. It could be movies, TV, documentaries. My album is based on a documentary by Carl Sagan. It's called Cosmos. Yeah. So nice. If you guys can check that out. Yeah, man. And so that's something that really inspired me. And where this is coming from, where my album is actually coming from, is from my childhood, because I was lucky and privileged enough to tune into Discovery Channel, and they used to have these space documentaries, and I was really fascinated by them as a child. And that part never really came out of me artistically until now, because I did realize, like, you know, that's one thing that I want to put out in the world, because there's an interest for it. So you have to love what you do. And that's my process, man. Love every angle. Like, don't stick to one thing. Sirf music pe, sunne pe mat ja, you know. If your album is, like you said, it's about jazz, like, I'd start out with listening to 10 jazz albums, the best jazz albums. Then I'd watch movies about these people. I'd learn where they come from. Who are they? Jazz, I'll learn about jazz itself, like the history of jazz. Not learn everything in detail, but maybe watch 3-4 documentaries, whatever, it's your choice. And you know, when you do those things, it'll really magnify 10 times into your music, because you're not bullshitting anymore. You're not saying that. And I know you're not going to do that, because you're a great artist, and we know each other since way back, man. Like, it's not even a question about that. But for everybody who's tuning in, like, that's my process. And I like to take time with this thing. But yeah, like, one thing you said, MC Heem, ki itne sare projects line up ho rahe, kaise ho rahe. Honestly, batao to, even I don't know. This album, it was written within 1 week. 80% of this album was written within 1 week. And I think, and I'm not even kidding. These are some of the very, very good, like, I'd place them some of the best rhymes that I've written, theme-based rhymes that I've written.
One album you wrote beside me, I remember, it's not released yet, I think so. That HHB, you worked with HHB on one album. Remember?
That's Kalapani.
Yeah, no.
Oh, no, that one.
So that was like, that was the different theme, completely different story. And it's a, I'll only keep the short note, like, it's a movie right now, basically. It's a movie.
But you know, that's the thing. That album, that's an EP, that's a 4-song EP, that's with HHB as well. It's later on that you realize that maybe this is not the way you want to go with that album. So right now there's, so you'll have to sit with your album for a while, man. I think at the right time you have to put it out. So it's different. Like, it's different for everybody. Just you know, explore yourself, I guess, and explore your ideas and concepts to the fullest. And then when you put it out, explore what you've done. Right now I have a demo of my next album already, which is coming this year. I'm exploring it right now. I'm in that phase where I'm checking if everything is right, and there are still some things that I'm gonna tweak here and there. But yeah, man, by October I'm aiming to release the album, so October is gonna be that month for me.
Nice. That's awesome. Album season. Thanks, for man. Everyone.
Sick. Absolutely.
Man, that's awesome, man. Thank you guys for sharing all this, man. We got really deep into so many different things. That's amazing. This brings me to the last segment of the show. And it's called Playlist Placement. So, as you guys know, at Desi Hip Hop, we curate a number of playlists across many platforms, Apple Music, Spotify, etc. We have different genres of playlists and all that stuff. So, I listen to a lot of music just like every day, just, you know, trying to figure out what to add into these playlists all the time. So in this segment, I want to ask you guys, you know, you artists, you know, what are you listening to right now? You know, it can be any genre, anything. Like, it doesn't have to be anything specific. Just to let us know, you know, give us a suggestion, you know, so the fans also know what you're listening to. So I'll start with Rapper Big Deal, bro. Like, what are you listening to these days?
Oh, I am listening to Will by, I'm listening to the Will remix, Johnny Lucas featuring Will Smith. Okay. Yeah, I love that song. And How many songs are you asking me right now?
No, anything. Like, this is a segment where you can, you know, even suggest artists to us, or, you know, anything. You could even plug your own song. It doesn't matter. Just anything.
Yeah, I plug mine, bro. Go listen to Sex.
And it's spelled S-A-Y.
I already stole the song with the name, bro. But yeah, you should go check out Sex, the song Sex. And yeah, John and Lucas is amazing. I'm listening to NF these days. NF is also very dope. And the usual Kanye West and everything. And Kanye has always been like one of my favorites ever. So his old songs are always on repeat for me. Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Nice. That's
pretty
cool.
Much it.
Yeah, that's a good one. Poetic.
So like for the past few months, I've not been like listening to many artists. I have been tuning into a few Desi pop releases. I heard both of your songs. I've heard albums that have come out. One of those albums is by Rebel 7. It's a really good album called Kale, and I think people should check that out. And apart from that, I've been listening to a lot of lo-fi beats. I like lo-fi because I'm producing some lo-fi shit right now.
Actually, I started making lo-fi music after meeting Poju, because Poju is the one who introduced me with the lo-fi.
Shit. I forgot about that.
Because I remember once I asked him, he's good in singing. He knows how to put the right note over the music. And I was not good into the music or singing and all. So I asked him, what you pick up while singing? So I like his patterns, and today I sing it's because of him, because he taught me few ideas of singing. Wow. Even if you don't know how to sing, you can sing. It's easy. It's easy to sing. So yeah,
but you have a nice voice, man. Him, you have a good voice, bro.
Him. Your track 420 is one of my favorites from him, man. So I think if anybody's tuning in and you've not checked out 420,
I'm basically testing the sounds, because sound is the one which will give you the money, bro. So,
who sang the hook part of Nakshadi? Who sang the high part?
Yeah.
Whoa. It's amazing. I thought it's some like singer, female singer or something. Falsetto. Falsetto.
Childish Himbino. Childish Himbino.
For some reason, my camera went all dark, but.
It seems trippy.
I don't know what's going on with it today. It's crazy. But anyway, okay, cool, man. Thank you, Poju, Poetic Justice. Him, bro, suggest some music, some artists, something to us.
So, bro, first of all, that I'll tell you, my English is really bad. I can't understand English rap. It's really hard for me to understand English rap.
Yeah.
So, I don't listen. I listen to them, but I don't try to understand what they're writing, because I can't understand English. So it's pretty tough for me.
Sure.
What I do, I'm studying these days. I'm studying Anderson Park. I'm studying Mac Miller, how they used to create their music, what they used to study before making a music, what's the idea behind their music. So these days I'm working more into the sounds. And then after this month, I'll start studying what rappers are writing. What is their thought process? The thing which I asked Poju, because he makes a back-to-back album. And for me, it's hard. I take at least 20 days to make one song, peacefully. I don't push myself. I don't push. Okay. If I can't make next line, I don't write it. I just wait for the vibe. Once I get the vibe, I sit on the same track again, and then I start writing. So I'm learning Anderson Park, Mac Miller, and then Childish Gambino these days. I'm going through and then Chance the Rapper, because they have the jazz element in their music.
Right.
So this is what I'm doing these days.
Nice. They're very fresh sounds. All the artists you named right now, all the artists are very good.
Yeah, but
I know one
thing. One thing I learned, bro. In India, if you want to be sellout, if you really want to be a sellout and label will sign you, you need to study NF. And if you will study NF, a label is ready to take you. NF, Davies, you learn their styles and you give same thing to the label, you will making a money, bro.
Nice.
Wait, NF, you they think NF has got a spell? They think
NF and Davies.
Yeah,
I'm gonna study that.
They want NF?
Yeah, they want NF, like they want NF, Davies type of, and then otherwise you have to be a completely wavy artist. Wavy, you know that?
So
I get it.
So basically, you know how like producers make like type beats, like Drake type
right.
beat
and type
so
rapper.
Basically to get signed, you just gotta become like a type rapper.
In India, or if you want to be a featuring artist, write a
I'm just type rapper, bro.
Yeah, bro.
I'll be a MC Eam type rapper.
because I have DHH with me, who like one thing I love about DHH and Hardik, he appreciate every type of hip hop genre, like every type rap genres.
Absolutely.
So when my No Beef is coming, No Beef, I won't like tell you what it is about, but No Beef, I know that if I'll go to the label and I give it to them, take this track and release it, I know none of these labels will take that track because I already pitched it to few labels and they were like, no, we can't cross that line. There is a certain limit and we can't release that. But then I talked to Hardik within a one go. He just listened to that track once and he said like, okay, it's coming from DHH. Give it to me. So this word, independent, you need an independent label at the same time if you are an independent artist. DHS, that's why I love DHS, because I know that Hardik is sitting over there. He understands the vision. He will take it.
Awesome. Yeah, that's true.
Shout out Hardik. Been a while I spoke to him too, bro. Yep.
Right.
I have a lot of my songs through DHS too.
Hell
catalog, I guess.
And you know, we're planning, we're working, we've been working real hard during this quarantine on something new that we're not announcing yet. But this something new will help independent artists really, really take control of all their data, analytics, etc. So that's the little hint. But,
United Masters.
Hey.
No, me and Raph know what's up.
But this is going to be sick. But that's awesome.
I figured it out though. Okay.
Yeah, no.
You know, we've all worked closely with major labels and, you know, like I'm bitter against major labels now. Like after all these years, I'm like, bruh, you know, I'm freaking tired of this shit. And so that's why we had to build something during this quarantine time. But anyway, thank you guys for sharing all that, man. You know, we're at the end of our show, but, you know, at this segment, like I really want you guys to give, you know, leave with one message, you know, for your audience, for your fans, and for anybody watching. And also, you know, all these episodes are on, you know, Spotify, Apple Music, and everywhere on, you know, podcasts, wherever podcasts are available, you know, so people are going to listen to this later. So I want you to leave a message for them, you know, listening. So, if you're ready, I'd like to start with Rapper Big Deal, and then we'll go with each. So what's your message for the audience, bro?
My message for the audience, just be safe. And like, you know, these are testing times. Be safe. Take care of your family. And if you want to be a rapper, rap for the right reasons. And the right reason is because you love rapping.
Nice. That's facts right there. Rap, only if you love rapping. Do what you love. It'll make you happier. That's awesome. Poetic Justice, what's your message?
Yeah, I just want to shout out, like, I see, like, there's two consistent people in the chat that's been hitting, you know, all the comments every time. So, shout out to Sawan Hip Hop and Tamu Studio. Tamu Studio, by the way, dope videos.
Tamu Studio, direct my videos.
Yeah, exactly. So dope videos. And also shout out to DHH for having us, and shout out to these two artists. I can't get the shit right there. Yeah, man. So shout out to this is one and this is two. Okay.
So there you go.
So yeah, man. And also everybody who's tuned in, everybody who's listening till this point, just follow me everywhere. Follow me on Spotify, Instagram, Facebook. There's lots of content coming. New album coming. In between, there's going to be a lot of different things showing up. So stay tuned in. This is Poetic Justice. Peace.
Thank you. MC Heem.
So for me, first of all, I want to say, like, stay safe, stay inside your house, don't travel a lot, don't be a stupid person because there is a pandemic going on and people are like, chalo, ghumne chalte hain, we'll have burgers. I heard in America, people were fighting for this, they want to have burger in pandemic. they were getting crazy for burgers, so don't do that, stay inside your house. I'm traveling because I have my work and my tickets were already booked. I want to go home, like, I desperately want to go home because it's been 3 years. I didn't meet my parents. But this time, once this lockdown will be over, I'll go home and I'll meet my parents. Second, this is for all the artists out here. make music to express, not to impress, because a lot of youth are dealing with this thing. Like, they make music to impress. And if you start making music to impress, you don't go anywhere. You can create 2-3 songs and then goof off. So right. This is what happened with all of us. Me and Poetic, Big Deal, are here still because I think we never made music to impress. We always made music to express. That's why still we are making. Because my friends, I know a lot of people who are really famous back then. They had a big name. A lot of big people knew them, but they are not doing anything anymore. Because they're still stuck with that impressing thing, that lifestyle. And so if you want to be big and you want to create your own legacy, start expressing.
That's amazing. Than,
yep. Great. So this is officially a confirmation of our collabs.
Yeah, big deal. Absolutely.
People are confirming. PJ.
Collab confirmed. Yeah, need collab.
Has to happen, man. Yes, sir. That's amazing. Shout out to all the viewers. Nitish Kumar was saying, Big Deal gave me some great suggestions in today's Dharavi project, classes.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Thank you. Thank
Nitish
you,
Kumar
Thank
also you, gave a shout out to MC Heem. And that's amazing. Tamu Studios, obviously, Amar, Jyoti. Thank you guys for watching, man. And, I really appreciate you guys for joining me today in this episode. This is episode 10. It's been 10, 11 weeks of this thing. I can't even believe it. That's amazing. for the fans and audiences listening, watching, please go follow these guys. Rapper Big Deal, at Rapper Big Deal on Instagram. MC_Heem on Instagram. Poetic Music. Poetic with a K. Poetic Music on Instagram. Follow all these people. I am DJ Raf. Thank you guys for watching, man. I appreciate all of you guys. So thank you for being here, man. I appreciate
Thank you, guys.
It,
thank you, man.
Peace out.
Thank you, man. It's been a pleasure. I love you guys.
Hell yeah.
Take care, man.
Thank you. Peace.
Bye-bye, bro.